Indeed. Thank you so much. It is time for some good stuff. So relax for just a couple of minutes and listen up. We've got some good things coming your way.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a trip to Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. River races, also Quiet Trails International on the Niobrara River. And that, of course, is one of the number one river adventures in the Midwest. So check it out. Tubes, kayaks, and more. Book your trip next summer down the Niobrara and go to visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They have established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. They are the go-to for almost any kind of information you're looking for when it comes to livestock. Make sure you check them out. It's TSLN.com. That, of course, stands for Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I have one of my famous lists today, Kim, to
start
things off.
All right. I didn't know they were famous.
Well, yeah, they are.
Oh, okay. Very good. Carry on.
Personal hygiene for rednecks.
All right. Let me get a piece of paper and a pen.
Yep. Jot these down. Unlike clothes and shoes, a toothbrush should never be a hand-me-down item.
I agree.
If you have to vacuum the bed, it's time to change the sheets. Ouch.
Yeah.
While ears need to be cleaned regularly, this is a job that should be done in private using one's own car keys. Plucking unwanted nose hair is time-consuming work. A cigarette lighter and a small tolerance for pain can accomplish the same goal and save hours. It is a good idea to keep a bucket of water handy when using that method, though.
Very good.
Number five, going without underwear is not an option. Number six, dab a little perfume here and there. Number seven, once every month, take the kids out to the backyard so Paw can hose them down. And number eight, both your socks should always be the same color, or they should at least both be fairly dark. And the last one, remember, the cleanest kid goes in the tub first.
That's true. Very, so, very true.
Personal hygiene for rednecks.
Yeah,
today.
We just don't know how lucky we have it, do we? We don't remember those days of first, cleanest kid gets in the tub first.
That's right. So what do you have to share?
Well, Suzanne Schultz of Valentine, Nebraska sent some jokes for Halloween, actually.
Oh, good.
So, well, actually, kind of riddles. What kind of makeup do ghosts wear?
I don't know.
Mascara.
Oh, scara. Okay.
Scara.
I should have thought
of that. And what's a ghost's favorite bird?
I don't know.
That's not that hard, but out of mind, you don't think of it. A scarecrow.
Okay, there you go.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the ghost of a door-to-door salesman?
I don't know.
A dead ringer.
Oh.
Why do witches wear name tags?
Don't know.
So they know which witch is which.
Oh, okay.
Of
Folks,
course.
You can use these at breakfast this morning.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. What's Dracula's favorite ice cream?
Count chocolate. No, I don't. Chocolate.
Yeah. Nope.
No.
Vanilla.
Oh, these are, I haven't heard these before.
I know. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for passing these on. Why does a witch ride a broom?
Easier than walking.
Well, vacuum cleaners get stuck at the end of the cord.
Yeah, that's true. That would
Yeah, it happens all the time. What's it like to be kissed by a vampire?
I give up.
A pain in the neck.
Oh, yes.
Suzanne Schultz from Valentine sent those, and we say thank you so much. We love them all.
If you have something to share with us, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, fall, Christmas, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Hey, we better wrap it up. How's this sound? The very existence of flamethrowers proves that sometime, somewhere, someone said to themselves, you know, I want to set those people over there on fire, but I'm just not close enough to get the job done. That's a quote from George Carlin.
I guess where somebody needed a long flame. So.
Yeah, I guess so. Those flamethrowers, indeed, they can get the job done. And there's no present. There's only the immediate future and the recent past.
Oh, that's another George Carlin?
Yep, and let's wrap it up with a third. Think of how stupid the average person is and realize half of them are stupider than that.
And with that, we're going to leave you today, folks. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.